It's time for the Alex Smith Report.
Hey, from the jump, let's go. Come on, let's go. Hey, keep communicating, huh? Snap down calls.
Here we go. Z comeback, indigo, half right strong, 40.
Alex Smith.
Wide 80, wide shot.
Looking for a screen to Bibbs. Finds him on the right side, breaks the tackle, the 20. Cut the 50 to the 10. Capri Bibbs, Russ gets touchdown. From the shotgun takes, looking right, checks down, over the middle, fires. Adrian Peterson at the 5, breaks the tackle, and he is in for a Redskins touchdown. Peterson connects with Smith for the game's first score. Well, Harris goes in motion, lines up in the slot on the left side. Bibbs the running back. Alex takes a snap, looking, under heat. No place to go. Looking end zone, fires. Caught! Redskins touchdown! Touchdown, that is Josh Doctson in the back of the end zone. What a play.
I always look forward to the podcast, but they're that much better after a W.
Some are
they're
better.
Sweet. They're a lot more fun after a W. Plus we get the new call.
Yeah. The what a play, man.
Call.
What
that was
a
fun.
Play. Oh god. Yeah,
we've been talking about we call that like an off schedule. In the offensive world, you know, it's like a play that doesn't go by design. A lot of times in red zone, defenses is kind of the new flavor. They drop out 8 dudes, and you do have some time to run around. And a lot of times it's not always how you draw it up. And we've been talking about this and talking about this. So it was nice to finally hit one. Josh running the end line there and coming out with a great catch. So that was, yeah, fun.
What are you thinking back there? Are you looking?
Dude,
you,
it is so – oh, I'm thinking? Looking. No, I'm looking, but it's such a fine line. You as soon as you see it, you better pull the trigger, because if you double clutch it,
yeah,
I mean, it's gonna get covered that fast. And then down there, I mean, you kind of almost have to see them as they come open. I think it those receivers kind of got to continue to work. I think and a lot of instincts take over there, you know, and you hope you have a good instincts.
So sometimes
working for
you're really not thinking 100%. You're thinking about
That's a lot of reaction, because I do think the longer, like I said, I think if you wait a lot of times down there, when a guy comes open, he gets covered up, and all of a sudden those are big mistakes. You know,
yeah, so. That play, it looked like too. You looked like you thought you might have a crease that you could go yourself,
yeah,
and then you turned back, and you're like, okay, wait, you still out of pocket.
Yeah.
Nice job by the line. I mean, all day.
Well, that's what goes, I think, unnoticed there is sometimes linemen have their own clock, right? Well, hey, the ball will be gone. I've blocked this long.
Right.
But I think down there, those guys kind of continue to cover up and let you all of a sudden have a 6-second play allows that to take place. So, yeah, a lot going on there. But like I said, it's something we've talked a lot about offensively. So it was nice
Did it feel like the walls were closing in? It seemed like you're looking at you're looking around.
It's a bit of a hectic play. It's a lot like you do get kind of playgroundish, you know? Yeah. Like you said, you're running around. It's, are you going to take off running, or you keep your eyes downfield and those guys working? And, you know, it's third and goal. You're trying to make a play, but like you said, you don't want to.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you.
You cut your own hair? Cooley cuts his own hair, you know.
Does he?
He cuts his own hair. And 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago? Did you see him?
No.
On the coaches show that day?
When Jay actually roasted him on the coaches show?
Yeah, yeah. Five references to his hair. Between diagramming plays, ask him about his hair.
My wife occasionally cuts my hair. Especially I used to have the buzz cut. I buzzed my hair for a long time. That was pretty easy.
Yourself?
I know, my wife.
Your wife.
Cut it. But I've never attempted it myself.
How would you do it yourself? Yeah, that's why I don't understand. How would you do it if you... Yeah, you'd have to have, like, you'd be almost double jointed with, you know, to get the Clippers.
Never attempted it.
Well, hey, you know what? 6-3, man. And I want to ask you a question here, real quick.
Yeah,
and, you know, we've heard a couple of your teammates talk about fan reactions.
Yeah,
and this.
Yes.
And you've been in a lot of different locations, which, again, the beauty of experience.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, how do you relate to this, and what are your thoughts on this?
I think the one thing that's gotten twisted up in all this, and I think one of the reasons this actually even came to be, was because of how much support we had down in Tampa. I think the whole thing that I don't want to put words in my mouth, but the whole reason Josh even got on this thing was it was amazing how much support we had down there. Yeah. I mean, I felt like literally – a quarter of that stadium was Redskins fans. And then in the fourth quarter, I mean, it was crazy that they took that over. I mean, the whole lower bowl, they all came down. I mean, post-game when that was over, I mean, it was such a cool sight to see a road game, to have that many of your fans there was amazing. It literally, like, I mean, it was something to take notice of. To see it kind of turn into this is disappointing for me, because I do think in the end, I mean, I'm a fan as well of sports. I've been there. You want your teams to play well, right? You want them to win. You yep. want them to play well. You want them to win. And I think the more you do that as a team and the more consistently you do that, the more support you're going to get and the more consistent support you're going to get. So I don't think fans have the right to be critical. That's their job. I mean, that's the point of being a fan. So I think a little bit you got to earn that. And especially at home, we need to earn that. I don't think we've done that consistently. And so I don't think for fans to be critical of us, that's the nature of sports. That's the reality of sports. I'm no different from the teams I'm a fan of, you know, and growing up and still a fan of. So that's what it is. But I like I said, I do feel like this has all been twisted a lot from the support. I have been so taken back by our road games, how much support we get, how big Redskins Nation is across the country. I mean, it's crazy. Even our opener in Arizona, how many fans were there. So I feel like this. I'm a little disappointed that this has kind of gone this route. But in the end, like I said, I mean, this you play long enough, you win consistently, you get that, and we got to earn that. So,
all right, let's take a quick break. Talk about our friends at our local DC area Meineke Car Care Centers, where it's a great place to get everything you need done to keep your car on the road. It's so important to maintain your car, and there are 19 Meineke Car Care locations in the greater Washington, D.C. area to help you do so. So is car repair on your holiday shopping list? With services from oil change to brake repair, the experts at Meineke have you covered. Right now, get a basic oil change for only $19.95. Go in today or save time by booking online at Meineke.com. Meineke, on with life.
Redskins Recon with Alex Smith.
We're going forward.
Everybody's going to take their licks in this game. It's not easy. And I think the guys that were mentally tough, that kept getting back up, that kept going at it, finding a way, getting better, never stopped improving in all aspects. I think I've strived to do that. I think I still strive to do that. It never ends. You kind of continue the chase. Houston week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another, they're hot. They're pretty hot. They're hot and they're off a bye. Healthy.
Pretty good team.
Yeah.
Pretty good team. And you have your eyes on a couple of guys. Oh, more than a couple, but 90 and 99.
I'm trying not to have my eyes on them.
Larry, a lot of 90s there. So,
the
you
key
know.
Is to not have your eyes on them as a quarterback.
Hey, you know you what? Know, you'll be fine.
You feel the rush. You don't look. If you're ever looking at the rush, that's not a good thing.
I think, as I told Jay after the game, I said, your offensive line did better than just get it done.
They did. They did, absolutely. Right? Played winning football for us, and I think no question the challenge was on them. That D-line, just like this week, is the strength of the defense, the front, the looks they give you, all the stuff, the moving pieces, the one-on-one matchups. And that'll be again this week. No different. These guys are about as good a front as there is, and they make you prepare for a lot. They do a lot. These guys are all over the place. And all those numbers you just mentioned, they don't line up. They're all, literally all over. They can line up over the center, guard, tackle. These guys,
Clowney especially. I know Watt too, but I'm trying to get prepared for the game. I got my charts.
He's everywhere.
They've kind of got him. Like they've got five linebackers listed.
Yes.
They've got three linemen listed and five linebackers.
Yep.
And he is, I guess. What does that mean? Tell the folks on the podcast world, because you got a pretty good idea of what that.
Yeah. Well, this is. I mean, they play a 3-4 defense, so technically. Clowney's a linebacker, you know, like if he goes to the Pro Bowl, he has to play linebacker. But, I mean, he's a D-end. I mean,
right.
He is a defensive end. He is a pass rusher. I think some of that gets a little skewed. Same with Merciless. Yeah, he's a linebacker. I mean, really, he is a pass rushing guy. So can they drop out into coverage? Yeah, yes, they're capable of it. These guys are good athletes. But for the most part, these guys are in there to get after the passer. And Clowney is playing, I think, at a really, really high level right now. They move him all over the place. They get him matched up inside and outside. And tight ends, tackles, guards, centers, everybody seems to be struggling with him right now. He's playing at a really high level, along with a lot of those guys up front. So definitely a big test for us.
the receivers last week for you, it seemed like, I mean, we talked about Mo Harris after the Atlanta game because he had a big game, but him and Josh together, and then a little bit of Jordan Reed got that one big gain to Jordan. It seems like that chemistry is still going in the right direction. You've talked all year about trying to hit your stride at the right time. Maybe this stride is starting to be hit.
Well, yeah, and I think kind of continuing to get everybody involved. I think, you know, Michael Floyd's somebody we can kind of get more and more involved here as we go. Continuing, obviously, all our tight ends. Vernon is a big-time playmaker.
Get Sprinkle a catch,
get
man.
Get Sprink going.
Come on, get Sprink a catch.
No question.
Oh, I did.
So I think you have to have all those things. I mean, yeah. Our backs. I mean, I think it definitely is. You can't let them zero in on one or two guys. Can't let them key in on Jordan. Mm. You know, we got to take that load off. We have to have balance in the pass game. And important is, so it is good to see Josh get going, see Maurice going. That'll be critical moving forward.
I know. I looked at you after the deep shot to Vernon. It was the perfect play call at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Heartbreaker.
Ouch.
I used to not be able to overthrow Vernon. That's what I told him.
I heard that.
That's what I told him. That's what I told Vernon in the locker room.
It was either Cooley or
better
Doc
ball.
Told me that you said that.
Yeah,
I said, come on, man.
Better ball. He ran a great route. Heartbreaker to get that dialed up. I loved the play call coming in at that time. And you know, that's the one you wish you had back. That's a backbreaker. Seal the game right there. That's a walk-off. Gosh. Those are those walk-offs that you don't always get an opportunity for. So,
well, you saved it for this week.
Yeah.
Well, you saved it for this week.
The turnover battle. We've talked a lot about the turnover battle. I think it's always brought up with you, and you know that.
Yeah.
But to see the defense, first of all, allowing 500 yards and 3 points is just incredible. But it certainly illustrates how much turnovers matter. You can march the ball all game long, but if you turn it over.
And I thought our defense is – mentality, these weren't like fluky turnovers. I mean, I thought hunting the ball up, after it. Yeah. I mean, great plays, especially down there in the red zone, kind of feasting on them a little bit. That's the number one offense in the NFL, yardage wise. I mean, they march the ball on everybody. Mm-hmm. So I think certainly our defense obviously would love not to give up that yardage, but to play that way situationally, play that way in the red zone, and then to win the turnover battle like that. Obviously, it usually leads to wins. So,
how hard is it for you not to look ahead, or that's just something that you're a day to day guy and you know the schedule and you know where you're
head to
go.
What?
You head to the last seven games of this year, and how many? Obviously, you think you might need to get to where you need to go. You don't think that way. Ever,
no. I still think you're in the meat of the season here. It's too early to start doing the numbers game. You know, you're not. Don't get me wrong, here in a few weeks, you do start doing it, depending on where you're at. But I still think we're in the meat of this. And then and I think our team's focused on that. And I think our team's focused on getting better, finding ways to win ball games and continue to get better. And I think we've done that. This is a red hot team coming off a bye. They're going to be healthy. This will be a good challenge to find out where we're at.
There's one thing, Perry, about Alex that strikes me is that the Redskins have had a lot of young quarterbacks, and you've been here for a few years, and I think I got to go back to when Mark Brunell was here to have someone who has his perspective and that kind of level-headedness and not to be ever thinking about that. I think that's something he brings to this team that it hasn't had. And just, again, it goes back to the experience you've had because you've won a lot of football games. I like this is new to you.
No, I mean, the crazy thing is, you only want these games to get bigger and bigger. You only want the stages to get bigger. You only want the pressure and all that to build because that only means you've put yourself in a good situation. And that's what you want. I mean, you want these every week to mount, right? I mean, that's why we're playing this. You want that. You want to earn that, right? And I feel like we have thus far, but it's only – we're still just building it, I feel like, and in the middle of it. These games like this to get a good ball club coming in, big challenge. I think everybody's still kind of underestimating us. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think our team minds that, and we'll find out where we're at.
All right, let's talk about our friends at Virginia Lottery. And as Alex just mentioned, everybody's playing to get to the big game. It's the ultimate goal, the game of games, the hottest ticket in town. And this is the Virginia Lottery's Win a Spin live show. Eight lucky winners of the Win a Spin Scratcher will get the chance to spin the big prize wheel to win a guaranteed $100,000 to $500,000, and they'll get to do it live at Virginia Lottery headquarters. So if you want to get to the big game, the Big Wheel live show, here's what you have to do. Scratch the Win a Spin Scratcher to find a spin code, and you'll enter that online. If your online code reveals a Big Wheel message, you've made it. You're going to Lottery headquarters to spin the Big Wheel in front of a live audience on Facebook, and you're doing it with a guaranteed prize of $100,000 to $500,000. So if you want the glory, got to get off the bench, get your touchdown dance ready, and visit your local lottery retailer and ask for the Win a Spin Scratcher today. Top prize odds in Win a Spin are 1 in 918,000.
Time for Q's for the QB.
Are there any questions?
Be curious, not suspicious.
Any questions?
Question things, ask.
Come on, guys, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
All right.
I got a few good ones. This one's coming from at PMattern7 on Twitter.
Oh, did you memorize that?
That's his own.
Is it?
That's his own.
So you got to plug yourself. If you have a burner account that you haven't told us about, you can.
I have not. I would have known that.
That's what I like about this guy.
Tiger or Phil? Next Thursday.
Oh, it's coming up, right?
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It's already here. I'm torn. I'm from San Diego. Phil's a San Diego guy. I'm a big fan of his game. I like the way
he plays.
You guys
know each other?
I do know Phil a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I have played with Phil before. So
go with your head, not your heart.
You know, but I'm a huge Tiger fan too. I mean, I feel like what guy am, like this generation isn't. So I'm really excited for this. I've heard they're like letting side betting going on. They're all going to be mic'd up.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I think the issue though
like
is
the caddies are going to be mic'd
when it starts though, because you're going to get off the field in Dallas. I think maybe around the time it starts, guy. I think it's happening at night. It's Thanksgiving night or is it?
I don't actually know the date. I know it's here in November. I'm excited for it. I think it's a great deal for golf. I'm a huge golf fan, and I think to have these guys put this together, I think it's a really cool idea.
One of a kind event, really.
Yeah, you know? And I, having played with Phil,
and gambled with Phil.
Yeah, we did gamble. It wasn't for very much money. But he is a gifted smack talker. Like he is a gifted trash talker. He is very good at it. He's well practiced at it. And so I'm excited almost for all these guys. I think the caddies are all going to be mic'd up. I'm excited for all these guys to kind of – I think they're encouraging them to get after each other, the little side bets here and there. I think it's great for golf. I definitely want to check it out.
I got one word for you to consider before you make your pick.
Yeah.
Yips. Phil has not putted well this year.
True. Here, this match play, one-on-one, I think this is such a different kind of thing. You know, you're not playing the field.
Well, maybe that pot of gold means more to him than that trophy, you know?
I think he enjoys the pressure,
yeah.
You know?
So does Tiger.
True.
He doesn't go too off on that.
Yeah.
I mean, because it could get out of control. I mean, those side bets, let's be honest with you.
That's true.
That could get out of control.
It could. I think they want it to.
Live event. These guys got big wallets.
Yes.
You imagine?
Well, I mean, I think I think there's like $9 million on the line.
I think
so. If you've already got it won, like that, won by the end of the match, and you can still, now you're just betting with.
House money. Oh my God! Side bets, maybe the bets you don't even know about.
Yeah,
don't want to go there.
So I guess Phil's my answer.
All right, there you go. So our first, let's get to a football question. This is DeanerDean13 on Instagram. In your eyes, what is it going to take to win the NFC East and go deep into the playoffs?
Oh, I mean, we got to keep winning. I know that's obvious. I mean. we have to continue to stack wins. Oh, man. That's it. Find ways to win games. And, I mean, you want to continue to kind of, I think, progressing forward and rising and getting better, and especially for us offensively, I think, and as a team, all three phases. But with that, you find ways to win games every week. I mean, and there's so many different ways to get that done. And I think having played in those big situations, I think that only helps you moving forward here as the stages get bigger. Mm-hmm. But I mean that's it. I mean it is as Larry was alluding to. I mean it becomes a math thing here as you move forward, and gotta find ways to win games. And certainly the division games that they always put the back end of the schedule are even more meaningful.
So, I think really what you should consider is running the table.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Have you ever thought of that?
Boom. Run the table and don't worry about nothing.
Problem solved. Yeah.
All right, next question from MKO147. What is the most annoying question that people ask you?
Ooh. How do you get to the playoffs? No, I'm joking. I don't know if there's a – I mean, I do think sometimes – and I've said that's why I like the setting, but sometimes you do get up there in the press conferences or, you know, and you do get questions like that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, yeah, we got to play better. We need to win. The answers are sometimes so obvious. And there's a lot that goes to that. Yeah, I mean, we got to win games. Well, obviously, we got to play better. We got to execute. We got to – all those things that go into playing, winning football. And that is how you get to the playoffs. You know, there's no other way around it. You got to win ball games.
There is such thing as a dumb question, then. There is such thing. I mean, going back to that question. Look at a jacket games, Jay Reed's wearing,
the,
man.
The games that mean
what
even,
is that?
Even more are those division games. They're amplified. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we win those games moving forward, those games count for so much head-to-head.
Hey, it's John Riggins. Riggins on deck. Have you ever listened to Riggo the Diesel?
I have checked it out.
Have you?
A couple of early episodes. Nothing recent.
What'd you think?
I liked it. KU guy right here. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Jayhawk.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the pride of Kansas.
I didn't know they had a football program.
All right. Oh. Hey, final word coming up.
Are uninvited pests ruining your plans? Let PMSI, the pest control partner of the Washington Redskins, handle it for you. Call today for your free inspection, and they'll work around your schedule to provide you the best solution possible to defend your home territory against pests of all kinds, including mold. Visit mypmsi.com for the game plan to control the pests on your home turf. That's mypmsi.com.
If you have atrial fibrillation, you know it can be difficult to treat successfully. Inova Heart and Vascular Institute in Fairfax is a leader in AFib treatment using specialized technology and expertise. This helps to more precisely target and treat rhythm irregularities that others could miss, helping to restore your heartbeat to normal. Give your heart the benefit of care. Visit InnovaHeart.org/AFib to learn more and to find an Inova physician. Inova. Join the future of health.
This is Rick Goslin with the Talk of Fame Network. This NFL season, FanDuel has more ways to win than ever before. New Beat the Score contests pay out everyone who hits a certain score. Now it's easy to find your friends and challenge them to play head-to-head fantasy contests for cash or bragging rights.
New players, try FanDuel today and get a $20 bonus when you make your first deposit. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Rick.
New users only. Bonus not available for withdrawal. State and age restrictions apply. For eligibility rules, terms, and conditions, go to FanDuel.com.
John Riggins here with a little tip. If you need a mortgage, take my advice and use the pros at McLean Mortgage. Buying a home can be stressful and filled with hassles. The experts at McLean Mortgage understand what an important financial investment your home is and will seamlessly guide you through the process to successful home ownership. Smooth, amazing, easy, professional, and first rate are just some of the reviews from their tens of thousands of homeowners, including me. I trust McLean Mortgage, and I hope you will too. Check them out at McLeanMortgage.com.
The 11th hour.
I think every so often in a season, you get these games that are kind of like a barometer game. You know, kind of tell you where you're at as a team. And here's an AFC team. They're hot, healthy, coming off a bye. We're in the middle of our season. I mean, this is a little bit of one of those games, I think. Getting back home and we'll find out where we're at. Big, big challenge. You know, it's a good football team. They're playing really, really good. They're red hot. And we'll see how we stack up.
All right, man. Go get them.
Yeah, thank you.
See you next week.
See you guys.
Your Redskins 365 update for this Tuesday. The Redskins will be back in practice tomorrow afternoon starting around 1 o'clock. Prior to that, at noon, Alex Smith will speak to the media at noon. And then after practice at 2:50, it will be Jay Gruden. Redskins taking on the Houston Texans this weekend as it is alumni homecoming weekend. So plenty of events going on around that leading up to game time and then during the game as well. To keep updated, go to Redskins.com or follow us at Redskins on Twitter.